AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Hamas is proposing numerous changes to the latest Gaza ceasefire plan. Saker Magani has details.
Blinken is not saying what they are, but
some of the changes are workable. Some are not.
The secretary's in gutter, pushing a plan that has global support, but not full backing from either Hamas or Israel. He says the U.S. and fellow mediators will keep working
to try to close this deal,
saying while there are gaps between the parties,
I believe those gaps are bridgeable, doesn't mean they will be bridged, because, again, it ultimately depends on people saying yes.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden's arrived in Italy for a G7 summit. He and Ukraine's president will sign a bilateral security deal tomorrow. Meantime, negotiators for the group have reached an agreement on how to provide Ukraine up to $50 billion backed by frozen Russian assets. The House has voted to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for refusing to turn over audio of President Biden's interview in his classified documents case. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We have to defend the Constitution. We have to defend the authority of Congress. We can't allow the Department of Justice, an executive branch agency, to hide information from Congress. We have important oversight responsibilities, and that is what is being pursued here.
Congressman Jerry Nadler, ranking Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee.
Like most of the bills House Republicans have pushed on purely partisan lines, this contempt resolution will do very little other than smear the reputation of Merrick Garland, who will remain a good and decent public servant no matter what Republicans say about him today.
Immigrant advocacy groups are suing the Biden administration over the president's directive to stop asylum processing at the southern border, calling it legally indistinguishable from a Trump administration ban. And with consumer inflation easing again last month, Fed policymakers are noting progress, but see just one interest rate cut this year. This is AP News. Research on disinformation finds posing as female can be key. The AP's David Klepper.
When investigators in Taiwan looked into China's efforts to use fake social media accounts to meddle with their recent election, they found something surprising about the most successful profiles. The fake accounts that posed as women got more engagement, more eyeballs, and had more influence than bots that pretended to be male. It turns out that China was borrowing a lesson long known to AI developers and online scammers, who figured out that on the internet, it pays to be female. Researchers say human beings are more likely to view women as warm and approachable, making it more likely that they view fake accounts as real humans. The findings demonstrate that while technology may grow more and more sophisticated, the human brain remains remarkably easy to hack, thanks to age-old stereotypes about men and women.
Again, that's the AP's David Klepper, and I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.